John chapter 2. Then on the third day a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there, and both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. Then when the wine ran out, Jesus' mother said to him, "They haven't got any more wine." Jesus said to her, "Madam, what does that matter to me or you? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he says to you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there, standing according to the cleansing of the Jews, each holding 2 or 3 metretes. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water jars with water." So they filled them up to the brim. Then he said to them, "Draw some off now and bring it to the catering steward." So they brought it. But when the catering steward had tasted the water, which had become wine, and he did not know where it was from, but the servants who had drawn off the water knew, the catering steward called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man first puts out the good wine, and when they have become drunk, then the inferior. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus performed this first of the signs in Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they remained there for a few days. And the Jews' Passover was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers sitting down, and he made a whip from cords, and he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and he poured out the small change of the money changers. And he turned the tables upside down. And he said to those who were selling doves, "Take these things away from here. Do not make my Father's house a house of commerce." His disciples then remembered that it stands written, "The zeal of your house will consume me." So the Jews responded and said to him, "What sign do you show us, seeing that you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Break up this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." So the Jews said, "This temple was built in 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. So when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered him saying this, and they believed the scripture and the words which Jesus had spoken. Then when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, at the festival, many believed in his name when they saw his signs which he performed. But Jesus himself did not entrust himself to them, because he knew everyone, and because he did not need anyone to testify about man, for he knew what was in man.